Welcome to the deep dive. Forget digging through endless websites or heavy guidebooks. Today, we're taking a shortcut right into the heart of South Central Kentucky. We're talking Mammoth Cave National Park and Nolan Lake State Park.
Exactly. We've got this really helpful travel guide as our source, and our mission really is to boil it down for you.
Yeah, give you the essentials for planning a trip, maybe share a few surprising things. You know, make sure you feel ready to go, not just buried in info.
That's the plan. We're looking at the longest known cave system in the world, and then this really beautiful, serene lake about, what, 5,800 acres?
Just about. So it's this amazing mix. You get the deep underground exploration, but also the chance to relax by the lake and enjoy the Kentucky scenery.
Okay, so let's start with Mammoth Cave. Journey to the underworld, as they say.
Right. And the scale is just staggering. Over 400 miles of mapped passages. I mean, that's just huge.
It really is. The world's longest, and the good news for visitors is the sheer variety of tours they offer, pretty much every day except Christmas.
And that variety is key, isn't it? They really cater to different interests, different abilities.
Absolutely. You can find all the details on the National Park Service website, the NPS site, and also on recreation.gov. They lay out all the options, which is great.
And here's, like, pro tip number one right off the bat.
Mm-hmm.
You really need to book those tours ahead of time.
Oh, definitely. Especially if you're going in peak season or, you know, on a weekend. You can't just show up and expect to get on any tour you want.
Yeah, that could lead to some real disappointment. I also saw they have audio tours, which is neat for exploring at your own pace, and specific accessible tours, too.
Which is fantastic. It makes the cave experience possible for so many more people. Really inclusive.
Okay, let's give people a taste of the actual tours. There's the extended discovery. That one's self-guided, about an hour, read it easy. Looks pretty affordable, too.
Yeah, adult $15, youth $13, child $4, and senior access pass holders get a discount $7.50. A good entry point.
Then there's Gothic Avenue. 2 hours, moderate difficulty.
Adult $23, youth $19, senior access $11.50 for that one. What's cool about Gothic Avenue is seeing the old signatures from, like, 19th century visitors. It's a real history hit.
Connects you to the past, yeah. Okay, Domes and Dripstones. 2 hours again, but this one's rated difficult.
Right. This is where you see those classic cave formations, the stalactites, stalagmites. Adult $30, youth $25, child $7.50, senior access $15. Worth the effort if you're up for it.
And the accessible tour we mentioned, 2 hours, easy. Adult $27, youth $25, child $6.75, senior access $13.50. Great that they offer that.
Definitely. Then you've got Cleveland Avenue, another 2 hour moderate tour.
Adult $30, youth $24, child $7.50, senior access $15.
Yeah.
Known for more delicate crystal formations, I think.
That's right. Gypsum formations mostly. Very intricate. And Frozen Niagara, can't forget that one.
Oh, yeah. Shorter, just over an hour. Easy rating. Perfect if you want to see those amazing flowstone formations.
It really does look like a frozen waterfall. Adult, 26 sols. Youth, $22. Child, $6.50. Senior access, $13. Very popular.
For the serious adventurers, there's the Grand Avenue Tour. 4 hours, strenuous. That's a commitment.
It is. But you see a huge section of the cave. Adult $42, youth $34, senior access $21, and then the historic tour.
2 hours, moderate. A good all-rounder covering key historical spots. Adult $24, youth $18, child $6, senior access $12.
And the guide also mentions Great Onyx, River Styx, and Wild Cave tours, but without all the specifics. Just notes that reservations are needed for all tours.
Right. So the main message is check the website recreation.gov and book ahead.
Exactly. Can't stress that enough.
And some of those feature names are just fantastic, aren't they? Rainbow Dome, Snowball Room, Crystal Lake, the Bottomless Pit.
They really capture the imagination, gives you a hint of the unique geology down there. The Snowball Room, for instance, is covered in these white gypsum formations that look just like snowballs.
Wow. Okay, practical stuff. Some tours have age or size restrictions, so definitely check that when booking.
Good point. And arrive early. The guide suggests 30 minutes before your tour time.
Yeah, it gives you breathing room for parking, getting tickets, finding your way. Makes it less stressful.
Definitely. Also, a heads up on what not to bring. Firearms, tripods, strollers aren't allowed on tours.
Standard cave rules make sense. And what about those mats you walk on afterwards?
Ah, yes, the biosecurity mats. That's super important for preventing the spread of white nose syndrome.
Right, the fungal disease that affects bats.
Yeah.
It's a small thing for us to do, but crucial for protecting the cave's ecosystem.
Absolutely vital conservation work.
Okay, so that's the incredible world underground.
Mm-hmm.
But Mammoth Cave isn't just the cave, right? There's tons to do on the surface.
Loads. Over 80 miles of hiking trails. Something for basically every skill level. It shows the park's diversity.
The Cedar Sink Trail sounds really interesting. It's a moderate 2-mile loop. Goes down into a big sinkhole.
Yeah, with a natural bridge and unique plants. It's a great way to see the surface geology that relates to the cave below. And you can grab park maps from the website.
Essential for finding your way around those trails.
Ooh.
What about biking?
Yep, options there too. There's the Mammoth Cave Railroad Bike and Hike Trail. That's a 9-mile paved path. Pretty easy.
Nice. Sounds good for a family ride.
And for mountain bikers, there are some unpaved roads within the park where biking is allowed. More rugged.
Good to have choices. And the hub for everything is the visitor center.
That's right. One Mammoth Cave Parkway. Typical hours are 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., but always good to double check. That's where you get info, tickets, see exhibits, use the restrooms, your starting point.
And they often have special events or ranger programs too, right? Worth checking the website for those.
Definitely. Those can add a lot to your visit. And there's more horseback riding, fishing in the Green and Nolan Rivers.
Need a license for fishing, presumably.
Yep. Kentucky state regulations apply. And you can go kayaking or canoeing, too. There are outfitters nearby if you need to rent gear or want a guided trip.
Paddling the Green River sounds like a lovely way to see the park from a different angle.
It really is. Mm-hmm. And one more thing. Mammoth Cave is an international dark sky park.
Oh, fantastic. So minimal light pollution. Great for stargazing.
Exactly. If you're there on a clear night, away from the main visitor areas, the views of the night sky can be just spectacular. A real treat.
Okay, so when should people plan to go? What's the best time?
Well, the guide suggests spring, sort of April to June and fall, September, October. You get milder weather and generally smaller crowds then.
Makes sense. Summer is peak season?
Yeah, more tours running, but it's hotter and dizzier. Winter is quieter, fewer tours, and obviously colder above ground.
But the cave itself stays constant, right? Around 54 degrees Fahrenheit?
Yep, 54 degrees, which is about 12 Celsius. So you absolutely need a light jacket or sweater, even if it's boiling hot outside.
Crucial tip. And good shoes, too. Sturdy, closed-toe shoes are a must for all the cave tours. No sandals or flip-flops.
Non-negotiable for safety and comfort on those uneven paths.
So, recapping the big things. Book tours way in advance, especially for busy times. Check the official website for the latest info, closures, everything.
Always the best source. And one last point for spring visitors. Sometimes heavy rains can cause flooding and affect access to the river. So, check conditions if you plan on boating or paddling then.
Good heads up. Okay, so we've thoroughly explored Mammoth Cave, underground and above. Shall we head over to Nolan Lake State Park?
Let's do it. Lakeside Serenity awaits. It's right on the northern edge of Mammoth Cave National Park in Edmondson County.
And it's centered around Nolan Lake, that big 5,795-acre reservoir on the Nolan River. Sounds like prime water sports territory.
Oh, definitely. Boating is huge. And the good news is there's a public boat ramp with no launch fee.
Always nice to hear no fee. Though the guide mentions other ramps, like maybe Army Corps ones or Wax Marina, might charge something.
Right, but having that free public access is great. You can also take canoes or boats out on the Nolan River itself, even within Mammoth Cave Park boundaries.
It gives you a different view. And kayaking is popular, too. Rentals available?
Yep, you can rent kayaks at the local marinas. Paddling is a fantastic way to explore the coves and shoreline. More peaceful, maybe.
Sounds lovely. What about fishing?
It's known as a really good fishing lake. You've got bass, catfish, crappie, walleye, lots of opportunities for anglers.
Just need that Kentucky fishing license, of course.
Essential, yep. Don't forget that.
And swimming. Is there a beach?
There is a public beach area, usually open Memorial Day to Labor Day. Just remember, no pets allowed right on the sand.
Got it. And the guide mentions the watercolor. Distinctive blue-green.
Yeah, it sounds really pretty. Adds to the whole scenic vibe of the place.
Okay, away from the water, what about exploring the shore? Trails.
Absolutely. There's the Briar Creek Trail System. That's over 9 miles of trails for both mountain biking and hiking.
Includes a waterfall loop and an omega loop. Sounds intriguing. Rated moderate difficulty, mostly.
That's what the guide says for the main trail. And even just cycling on the park roads is an option, too.
So, plenty of ways to stretch your legs. What about facilities? Picnic spots, restrooms?
Yep, well-equipped. Picnic tables, grills. There's even a picnic shelter you can rent. Restrooms, showers, laundry facilities too, which is handy for campers.
And a playground and a nature center. Sounds very family friendly.
It does. The nature center has wildlife displays, good for learning about the local environment.
And for boaters needing supplies or maybe rentals?
There are marinas, Moutardier Marina and Wax Marina. They should have what you need.
Good to know. And camping. Can you stay overnight?
You can. They have campsites with water and electric hookups and also primitive sites for a more rustic experience.
But there's a caution about flooding.
Yes, definitely. Being a lakeside park, some areas can be affected by high water, especially campsites. It's really crucial to check the official Kentucky State Parks website for any alerts, closures, or restrictions before you go, especially if you're planning to camp.
Right. Always check first. So, best times to visit Nolan. Similar to Mammoth Cave.
Pretty much. Spring through fall offer the most pleasant weather for being outdoors. Summer's great for swimming, obviously, but expect it to be hotter and potentially more crowded.
And the campground has specific seasons.
Typically late March to late October, but again, verify that on the website. The beach season is definitely Memorial Day weekend to Labor Day weekend.
And it's good for bird watching during camping season. Nice bonus.
Oh, and a practical tip for warmer months. Definitely pack insect repellent.
Good call. Mosquitoes and ticks can be around. And for off-season campers.
Just be aware that water might not be available at all sites if there's a risk of freezing temperatures. Something to keep in mind for winter trips.
Okay, makes sense. So we have these two fantastic parks, Mammoth Cave and Nolan Lake. How easy is it to combine them? Let's talk logistics, putting an itinerary together.
Well, the good news is they are really close. Our guide emphasizes how convenient it is to access both.
Right. So for Mammoth Cave, the visitor center is 1 Mammoth Cave Parkway, Mammoth Cave, Kentucky, 42259. Best bet is using GPS or online maps for directions, right?
Absolutely. The guide mentions coming off I-65, exit 53 if you're northbound, exit 48 if southbound. And don't forget that Green River Ferry option for accessing the north side. Kind of a unique experience.
Yeah, definitely sounds like day trips to Mammoth Cave are very easy from the surrounding area.
For sure. And Nolan Lake State Park, the address is 2998 Briar Creek Road, Mammoth Cave, Kentucky, 42259. Again, use your maps.
The State Park's website apparently has directions from places like Nashville and Louisville, too. And the Briar Creek Trails trailhead is right there in the park.
Conveniently located, yes. So just like Mammoth Cave, doing a day trip to Nolan Lake is totally feasible.
Perfect. So you can easily base yourself in one spot and explore both. Our guide even lays out a couple of sample trips.
Oh, yeah. Like what?
Well, first, a weekend getaway. 2 nights, 3 days. Day one is settling the Mammoth Cave Lodge, nearby hotels, or these hickory cabins.
Having accommodation suggestions is helpful.
Day two is a morning cave tour, maybe the historic or domes and driftstones. Then the afternoon is for surface stuff at Mammoth Cave, like hiking Cedar Sink or biking the railroad trail.
Nice mix, cave and surface.
Day three is Nolan Lake time. Morning swim or boat trip, maybe hike or bike the Briar Creek Trail, perhaps rent a kayak, then head home in the afternoon.
Sounds like a great, well-rounded weekend. Gives you a taste of both parks.
Then there's a longer option. Extended exploration, 4 nights, 5 days.
Okay, more time to delve deeper.
Day one, arrive and relax. Day two was a full day dedicated to Mammoth Cave.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe tackle multiple tours, like the Big Grand Avenue and perhaps Fresno Niagara as well.
Immersive cave day. Nice.
Day three is a dedicated day trip to Nolan Lake. Boating, fishing, swimming, rent something, hike or bike. The trails really soak it in.
Makes sense to give Nolan a full day on a longer trip.
Day four takes you back to Mammoth Cave National Park, but maybe exploring different aspects, backcountry trails, checking out the historic churches and cemeteries in the park.
Oh, interesting. Didn't realize those were there.
Yeah, adds another layer.
Yeah.
And maybe finish the day with some stargazing, since it's a dark sky park.
Lovely.
And day five is just a relaxed morning before departing.
That extended itinerary sounds fantastic. Really lets you experience the diversity of the area.
For sure. And the guide wraps up with some really essential tips, kind of a greatest hits list.
Always good to have a checklist.
Book cave tours way in advance, especially for peak times. Check the weather, wear comfy, sturdy shoes, bring that light jacket for the cave, pack bug spray for Nolan Lake in summer.
Standard but crucial stuff.
Carry water and snacks, especially for longer activities. Respect park rules, leave no trace, protect wildlife. Be aware of hazards like ticks, uneven ground.
Safety first, always.
Check those official websites constantly for alerts, closures, especially potential flooding at Nolan. And consider a national park pass if you visit national parks often.
All excellent practical advice. Following those tips really will make for a better trip.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Okay, so that covers the two main parks brilliantly. But what if you have extra time or want even more variety? Our guide actually includes a section on other nearby attractions.
Oh, nice. Broadens the scope even further. What kind of things?
Well, for thrill seekers, there are zip lines, mammoth cave adventures. They have different courses. Some apparently get up to 40 miles per hour.
Wow, that gets the adrenaline pumping. Adds a different kind of adventure.
Yeah, just need to check weight restrictions and hours.
Right.
Then, believe it or not, more caves.
More caves. It really is cave country down there.
Right. There's Diamond Caverns, known for colorful formations. Guided tours, about an hour, moderately strenuous with stairs. Constant 58 degrees inside.
Another distinct underground world to see.
Then Kentucky Down Under Adventure Zoo. It's a zoo, but admission includes a tour of Mammoth Onyx Cave, which sounds relatively easygoing.
Interesting combo, zoo and cave.
And Hidden River Cave and American Cave Museum. They offer various cave tours, even off-trail ones, plus the museum. Their main tour has a swinging bridge and lots of stairs. And they do seasonal zip lining and rappelling, too.
So a huge variety of cave experiences just in that immediate area. Amazing geology.
Definitely. And for animal lovers, besides Kentucky Down Under with its kangaroos and petting zoo.
Kangaroos in Kentucky? Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah, an outback walkabout, apparently. Hidden River Cave might have animal encounters sometimes. And there's Dutch Country Safari Park Petting Zoo and a drive-through safari.
Lots of options for seeing animals, both exotic and domestic.
If you prefer riding animals, Double J Stables does guided horseback rides onto the Mammoth Cave Park trails. Need reservations for that.
Exploring the park on horseback sounds like a classic way to see the landscape.
And one more for the outdoor enthusiasts, disc golf. There's the Wolf Knob Disc Golf Course. 18 holes. Sounds pretty challenging, hilly, wooded.
Disc golf is getting so popular. Cool that there's a course right there.
Yeah, you sign in and pay a small fee at the Hickory Cabins nearby. They have a pro shop, too. Just notes it's not stroller-friendly terrain.
Good to know. Wow, that's quite a list of extra activities. Really rounds out the trip possibilities.
It really does.
Yeah.
So as we kind of wrap up this deep dive, it's just so clear, isn't it? South Central Kentucky offers this incredible blend, the mystery and wonder underground, and then the sheer beauty and peace of the lakes and forests above.
It's a unique combination. You can be deep in the earth exploring one minute and then relaxing by this beautiful blue-green lake the next. It's quite the contrast.
Totally. You've got cave exploring, boating, fishing, hiking, biking, wildlife history, even zip lines and disc golf. Mm. There's just so much packed into one region.
It really does cater to almost anyone looking for an outdoor adventure or just a connection with nature, something for all interests and energy levels.
So we really hope this deep dive has given you the inspiration and the practical info you need to start planning your own trip. It sounds like an unforgettable Kentucky getaway waiting to happen.
Absolutely. Get planning.
And maybe a final thought to leave you with. When you think about Mammoth Cave, over 400 miles mapped, but geologists think that's just a fraction of the total system. What other hidden wonders? What unknown passages or chambers might still be waiting down there, undiscovered, beneath the hills of Kentucky?